Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we reach millions of people. It isn't enough. I burn with passion, with desire every day to be able to reach people and warn people. And I talk to adults. I'll be at a restaurant, or I'll be at the gym, or I'll be walking down the street, or I'll go with my parents to church, and people inevitably will walk up and say, "Hey, you're Alex Jones. Hey, I really like your show. But are you lying to me?" This has happened a few times. They wouldn't say on the news it's the law that all girls have to take this HPV shot, and they say it cures cancer. It'll keep them from getting cancer. And I just say, listen, I wouldn't lie to you. Go to the Gardasil's own website. Read that they admit, watch their TV ad, they admit, that they believe it might block this particular virus that is associated with warts, by the way, and a large portion of the population has this. Okay? In fact, it's close to 50% if you've had more than, I forget the numbers, I think it was 5-6 sexual partners. I mean, this is very, very common. And they believe the inflammation from it on the cervix is associated with getting cervical cancer. Now, they admit it covers 6 strains. And I have to repeat this because this is a public service announcement. I know most of you already know this. You're sick of hearing it. You better go tell somebody, okay? Now, there's over 350 active strains that are associated with cancer. Now, they say this covers 6 strains. There's new strains every year. There's thousands of strains, but they think over 350 are associated with it. It is a live cancer virus that has had its DNA reportedly damaged. So the body then goes and recognizes it and then, quote, creates an autoimmune response. But they admit that if you are already infected with it, it gives you a 45% increase in actually getting cervical cancer. Now, cervical cancer only kills 9,400 people a year. That sounds huge, but compared to, you know, 250,000 from car wrecks and 80-something thousand from drowning and 10,000-something from guns, it is very, very small, and it's usually associated with drug addicts, people that already have bad immune systems. And they really scare women. You know, they go in, oh, you've got this virus, that means you've got cancer. It doesn't mean that. Go look at the numbers. It's like 1 out of 2,000. Just go pull it up yourself. I'm going from memory here that actually have it that will get cancer. So they give you this live cancer virus that's killed a bunch of people in the U.S. and England that causes horrible autoimmune problems. Doctors are now saying, a lot of them, to find out, oh, don't take this, it's dangerous. But the big story here is it's not the law. It's a lie. It's not the law. The governor. Last year, when Merck knew it had a problem with this new product, same folks that brought you Vioxx with all the heart attacks, same people that just had the big vaccine recall, they knew under federal law that if a governor mandates it, and by mandate, he mandated the state health department to make it policy that all students have it, but then there's no law, so you just get a waiver, but there's no law to have that. It's all color of law. Now, does that stop them when they line up in Maryland? Remember that? Thousands of kids to get their shots, telling them they'd be arrested, and they had cops with dogs out there. They didn't tell them you didn't have to take it. The news was there. National news announced it was the law. Look, they all had to show up at court to get shots. It's a mass hoax. They're treating you like you're morons. Do not believe me. Check into this. Do not believe me. Look into this. It doesn't protect you from it. It's dangerous. It gives you a 45% increase in the cancer if you are already infected with the virus. And they don't test any of these girls and women to see if they're already infected. Now, stay there. I want to go to the caller. This guest won't be on too long. Stay there, Larry, Rourke, Victor, Lynn, others. I'm going to get to you. The guest won't be on long. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was talking to State Rep, Tennessee House of Representatives, District 70, Lawrence Lewis, and part of Wayne County's Joey Hensley. He was in a local newscast speaking out as a medical doctor, the only medical doctor, practicing doctor in the legislature of the great state of Tennessee, the volunteer state. It's a special place in my heart because the Tennesseans helped found Texas. And Andrew Jackson sent down the Texians from the Hermitage. But that's a little side issue of history. And I brought up HPV to him, and he actually introduced a bill to block them trying to claim it was mandatory. So he's right on fluoride, he's right on this, and he's a medical doctor. Before we go to him, I'm going to play just a minute or two. I'm not going to play the whole newscast. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. This is a local Nashville TV station getting it right. And they've got the medical doctor, the state rep, toxicologist, former head of the EPA's poison program, we had on a couple days ago from this newscast, talking about sodium fluoride and what it really does. Here's part of that newscast.
We have been fluoridating our water in Tennessee for more than 50 years, but never before has there been more talk than that fluoridating our water might be a bad idea and a health risk. Tonight, Dennis Ferrier has the latest developments on a story that impacts all of us.
Joey Hensley is a respected physician. He's also a Tennessee state lawmaker. He is now combining those two professions to make a very strong point.
We've been doing it 50 years, but just because we've been doing something 50 years doesn't necessarily mean that it's right.
Hensley's talking about something most of us don't even think about, fluoridating water. After much research, the doctor has sent out a letter to every water district in Tennessee asking them to stop fluoridating water. The evidence, he says, fluoride works better when you rub it on your teeth, not when you drink it. That fluoridation is medication added to water without your permission, and that's wrong. But most of all, because the National Research Council believes young children are getting 3 to 4 times the dose of fluoride as adults. And now the American Dental Association is telling mothers not to make baby formula with fluoridated water because of fear.
That's good. Now, again, for everybody listening to me, we've had Nobel Prize winners on this subject, the one they mentioned in this newscast. We have had top scientists, neurologists on. It eats holes in your brain. It attacks every organ, especially the kidneys. And the bigger question is why they put it in our water. And Representative Hensley, thank you for joining us, sir.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
First off, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you woke up to fluoride. You are a medical doctor, of course, and still practicing, and a father as well, and a state rep from District 70.
Yes.
And then why you decided to move forward boldly to get this poison out of our water.
Well, when I realized the damage it was causing and the really limited benefits of fluoride, and I'm just I'm against the government doing things that hurt people. And as a family practitioner, I've been practicing 21 years and practice in my hometown, which is a small southern middle Tennessee town. I would just like to see people know what it does, because so many people just accept it as something that is beneficial, and many people even think it's a law that these water districts have to add fluoride. But they do not have to do it, and they can stop it if they want to. So I just sent a letter to them just telling the water districts that some of the problems with it, and especially when the American Dental Association came out last year saying that mothers should not add fluoridated water to their infant formula, and then recently with the National Kidney Foundation talking about the damage that it has to kidney patients. I just think people should know about it, and it's just something that the risks are more than the benefits derived from it.
From your medical research and the different research papers you've looked into, saying that you studied it, what are the effects of fluoride in the water cumulatively?
Well, cumulatively, it accumulates in the bones and the organs in the body, and that's one problem. I don't think people have really done long-term studies on it, and we just started doing it 50 years ago, and I won't get into the reasons why we started doing it, but the fluoride comes from the byproduct of fertilizer plants, and people get a unregulated amount of fluoride, and different people get different amounts. Well, we get fluoride from the food we eat, and they've recently even decreased the recommended amounts people need, and it's just something long-term people suffer from it, and I think most people don't even realize that they are suffering from it, and we are seeing more and more reasons why, for the limited benefit to prevent cavities, which we're really seeing that topical fluoride works better than ingesting fluoride. And it's just, medically speaking, we couldn't do it now. If we wanted to start adding fluoride to water today, we couldn't do it, because there's just not enough beneficial studies to show that the benefits of it outweigh the risk. But since we've been doing it 50 years, the American Dental Association and all of the medical societies endorse it, but I just don't think that any of them have the real zeal to stand up against the government and against all of the agencies that have been advocating it over the years.
Well, I've read the Swiss studies, the German studies, the Irish studies, the British studies, the U.S. studies, the Chinese studies, the Japanese studies. They've all found the same thing. We have studies back to the 20s and 30s, one from the University of Texas, 1933. They said that it had a cumulative effect. They said that it reduced IQ between 10 and 20 points after substantive use at the level we're now using it. In children, because children, again, eat more than adults for their body weight, as that report said, 4 to 5 times, even the level adults get, it actually calcifies into the bones, as you said, into the hypothalamus, the pituitary, just everywhere, causes bone fractures, fluorosis, little rot holes in the teeth. And, of course, it is a fact. In the Nuremberg trials, the Germans used it in the camps. But I guess that's not what our government was doing, Doctor. They just wanted to help our teeth, didn't they?
Well, that's what they say anyway. So I don't know. Of course, this started back during the 40s and 50s, and supposedly that's what the benefits were. But even that is very suspect today, when all somebody has to do is just read on their tube of toothpaste. If a child gets more than one dose, it's considered poison, and that's why children aren't supposed to use toothpaste with fluoride in it, and that's all people have to do is just realize that. But most people just don't take the time to do it, and just don't think that the government is going to recommend anything that would be harmful.
Well, they've also been having their fluoride, so. I mean, what a robbery if it's admitted that it reduces IQ and it literally brain damages people. That's what all the studies show. What was it, a 8 times increase in the study out of Missouri? The study out of China showed it even higher. But we've got a whole bunch. Have you seen those studies where it massively increases formerly a rare form of bone cancer in boys now that's exploded?
Right. Osteosarcomas, yes. I've seen some of them. You sound like you've seen more than I have, but certainly all of the studies where they do them, they're just more and more problems with it, and it's just an unregulated amount of fluoride. It's one thing if you want to give somebody a documented amount, but just adding it to the water is not the way to do it. And especially people that have special problems, kidney patients, diabetics, you know, all these people have increased problems from the fluoride, and there's no way to regulate how much they get.
Well, 16 years ago, one of the heads of the health service in Canada, a prominent dentist, we interviewed him a few years ago, he lobbied to get most of Canada fluoridated and called us all conspiracy nuts. Then he thought they were giving him calcium fluoride. He just figured that, and he also had a chemist background. And then he found out they were giving them the industrial fluoride from aluminum, from uranium enrichment process, from, as you mentioned, fertilizer, and that they allow hundreds of other substances to be mixed in with it.
Right. Oh, yes, and, that is another issue, you know, that's even beside the fluoride part, it's where that the fluoride comes from the byproduct of these fertilizer plants, and there are many other chemicals mixed in with that, arsenic and mercury and all kinds of other things, and those two are added to the water. It's a cheap way to do it, but it's a way for them to get rid of these byproducts of fluoride. So,
Doctor, you live in Tennessee, and as you know, when they had the big uranium enrichment facilities, they had some big spills that killed some rivers and poisoned some people. And what were they going to do with all that toxic waste? Well, we'll just say it's good for you, and the problem solved.
Right, exactly. And that's what they did, and they convinced people that it was good for them, and so they've been doing it all these years. And there's still a lot of these water districts that don't do it. Some of them, many of them do. Tennessee, it's the water district have that option to do it or not do it, but most of them just go by the government's recommendation, and of course the ADA has recommended it all these years, and I've just had so much antagonism from the dental society and the dental association, because so many dentists think that too, and I think they haven't taken the time to look at the studies either.
Well, that's because they are good guys themselves, and so they can't imagine the system doing something bad. Final segment with our guest, Joey Hensley, Republican, District 70, there in Tennessee joins us. He's a medical doctor. I want to talk about your letter, the effect it's had, and will other physicians step up to the plate? We'll be right back with our guest.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Final segment with State Rep Joey Hensley. We've got one affiliate in Tennessee, WBCR, going into Knoxville. Folks need to support this man and demand the water facilities district stop putting this poison in it. And you heard him. The bigger issue is all the other heavy metals, grinding hard reagents they're putting in there. I want to move fast in the 5 minutes we've got left with you, sir. And also give out your contact info for other stations or groups that might want to talk to you or have you talk to their group. I know you're a very busy man with your practice and also being a state rep. But finishing up here, you sent out this letter when?
It was sent out December 2006 to all of the water district in Tennessee, and we have about 130 or so water districts. So,
well, the report is now, though, that some of them have stopped doing it because of your letter.
Some of them have stopped, yes, even though most of them have not stopped. But there are a few that have, yes. And my letter probably helped, but I think there was a lot of them that was getting serious objections from some people that the water district served, too, and the letter just helped them to stop, yes.
Well, we've got reports where districts will be ordered to do it, and they'll keep doing it. I mean, it's so important to give us this. They really care about us. Bottom line, you say in the piece that this is medicating people without their consent.
Exactly, yes. And there's no other medicine that we give to people without first getting informed consent, and anything else that we try to do in the medical profession, we have to give people all the risk involved and medication and procedures. Yet fluoride, we can add it to people's water against their wishes, don't get anybody's informed consent, don't even tell them the risk of it, just add it to their water. And that is the only chemical or medication that we do that way. So just that part of it would be worth stopping doing it, and not even counting the risk and the problems it causes.
Now, shifting gears into HPV, I just happened to bring it up to you. You're very informed, obviously, as a medical doctor on that subject as well. We were talking, and you talked about it during the break, only covering four or five strains. We talked about how most people already have this virus. We defeated ourselves. Can you recap that in your own words and what you think about them trying to claim it's the law, just like with the water districts claiming fluoride's the law? It's not. It's actually not the law here in Texas. It's recommended to the state health department.
Right, and it's not the law here either, but I had a bill to prevent our governor or our health department from making it mandatory. The bill was defeated because the health department claimed it wasn't mandatory and they weren't going to make it mandatory, even though it is available on our Medicaid system here, and the Medicaid does pay for it.
And the schools are saying it's mandatory to go to school, and you just said it. There is no law in Texas, none in Tennessee. When you go try to beat them with a bill, they try to introduce legislation here in Texas, same thing. They said, but it's not mandatory. But then the governor's on TV saying it is mandatory.
Well, he made it mandatory, I thought, and that was the real impetus for our bill, because the Texas governor just was trying to make it mandatory, and we didn't want it mandatory. As a physician, I don't think people should have it unless they're going to be engaging in very risky sexual behavior, and they choose to have it, but it just covers 70% of the HPV viruses. Most people exposed to the virus get rid of it on their own without any vaccine. So it's very limited benefit. We don't have long-term risk of people taking it. So certainly making it mandatory is something the government should not do.
Well, see, you're a medical doctor. You're in Tennessee. Let me just give you the inside scoop.
Okay.
He mandated the health department with an executive order to put it on the list of childhood required immunizations, but there is no law that they're required. They regulatorily call it required, and then by law have to provide the waiver form, but they don't tell the kids that. They march them into courthouses and say on the news and say it's the law, you got to take it.
Well, that's what we tried to prevent here, and it's not mandatory here. But they do recommend it on our Medicaid program, starting with the young girls age 9 and then on up through the teenage years. And it's just not, we don't have the long-term problems with it. And I'm a Christian myself. I don't think people, that we should be encouraging teenagers to be involved in it.
Or to make them think it's giving them protection when it only covers a fraction of the strains.
Exactly.
In closing, why do you think the fluoride information is starting to really come out now?
Well, because people are really becoming interested. People are seeing all these studies in these other countries. People are suffering some of these side effects from damage of it, and people just don't want the government doing this to them.
Joey Hensley, Republican, from District 70 in Tennessee, a medical doctor. We appreciate you, sir. God bless.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
All right. We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, about to go right to Larry, Rourke, Lynn, Dave, Brian. I really appreciate you holding. Then the economic news and more calls coming into the third hour. I also want to spend some more time breaking down where I think Ron Paul should go, how all this is going to flesh out. On the subject of that state rep we just had on from Tennessee, medical doctor, general practitioner. You see, he knew all about fluoride, he knew all about HPV, but he still, the mass hoax of having a governor come out and say, it's the law, all girls ages 4 to 18 must have the shot. And then meanwhile, you see the Gardasil ads all over TV. One less, one less, one less. And then they say at the end that we believe this might help you with the virus. And then you read the insert, 45% increase in actually getting cancer if you already had it. And a masses of people, hundreds of millions already have it. Some studies, again, show upwards of 50%. You just heard the medical doctor say that. But he went, well, I thought Perry said it was the law, so I went to the Tennessee legislature and said, we're not going to do that here. And they said, don't worry, it's not going to be the law. We're just going to mandate it. You understand? It's a fraud. Maybe I haven't made this clear enough. Let me explain exactly how it works. Remember, I had the state attorney on in Maryland who was on the news saying, it's the law, you got to take the shots. Thousands of kids lining up to take them. I get him on and I say, there's no law to take that shot, is there? And he goes, no, there's not a law. But I use the family welfare clause that if they're not in school, we then arrest them. And I went, ah. Now, of course, I already knew this. I said it a million times, but here he was saying it. This is the lawyer. I said, once you kick them out, they become truant. And then that's the criminal clause. And he said, yes. But I said, there is a waiver, though. And he said, yes. But I said, why would I need a waiver for something that isn't a law to begin with? And he said, well, we let people know they don't have to. And I went, you've been on the news saying you have to. CNN, MSNBC, Fox, local television in Maryland. 1,400 kids with their parents showed up. They had cops with dogs. It's all on CNN. And the parents going, it's the law. I don't think they should have arrested those kids like they did, but we're here. It's a mass hoax. I can't take it anymore. It is a hoax. It is a hoax. It is a hoax. It's a hoax wrapped in a fraud, wrapped in a scam, wrapped in a lie, wrapped in a carnival fraud. The shot's dangerous. The shot's killed people. It's causing accelerated autoimmune crises and deaths. It only covers a fraction of the viruses. It doesn't even protect you from those. If you're already infected, it gives you a 45% increase of actually getting cancer. There's no law, you have to take it. On and on. It's fraud from pillar to post. It's fraud from beginning to end, up one side and down the other. But it's like everything else. He said the health departments, when he talks to them, the water districts, they believe it's the law. And he goes, where's the law? And they go, oh, there isn't one. We'll take it out. They think there's a law, you got to have fluoride. Just like cops arrest people in the town I live in every week. We're walking down the street not having an ID card. They pull over. They take you to jail. They say failure to ID. It's overthrown hundreds of times by the Supreme Court, thousands of times by state courts. They don't stop. They are told it is illegal. This is a criminal government. What other evidence do you need that they lie constantly? And even educated medical doctors who are in the legislature are like, yeah, I thought he said it was the law. Oh, heaven help us. All right, this all started because Larry in Oklahoma called in. Then we're going to go to Rourke, Lynn, and others. But I want to move quicker. Larry, you say you're a drug rep. And, yeah, this is how they do it. They come and they scare the nurses. They scare the doctors. The more shots they get, the doctors actually get bonuses, trips, cruises, money. They come in there. And these nurses, man, I mean, they'll get mad at the hospital when you say no vaccines. Now, if they think you're ignorant and poor, what they'd call white trash, or a minority that thinks poor, they just say it's the law, CPS comes. I see it in the news all the time. There's no law. They still grab your kid. But you go to one of the upscale, nicer hospitals, especially if you know, the doctor's a fan of the show, everything's fine, but still the nurse will try to bug their eyes out and go gripe at the doctor, and the doctor, right in front of me, just said, nope. That was with our first child, and we got another doctor with the second, but it doesn't matter. It just is so crazy. This country is so gone. They herd you like cattle. They lie to you constantly. Larry in Oklahoma, thanks for holding. Well, you got to hear the doctor and the state rep talk about it. You were saying, is there a way to educate these people?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm just sitting here, you know, talking to some doctors right now, you know, since I've been waiting to get back on, and they were unaware, of course, and it's just amazing. So
you get their email addresses. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, if you got the information, brother, give it to me, and I will make it my duty to let everybody in three states know that I call on OB-GYNs, women healthcare, know.
Well, you can just Google doctors question HPV, and a bunch of medical doctors, after they see adverse reactions, just like you heard the last medical doctor saying, you know, they're trying to be political, but be safe. They say, this is not a tested drug yet. Even the FDA said that. And though it's been approved for experimental use under state-mandated regulations, it is causing problems. And you can go pull up the articles that Paul Watson and I and others wrote last year when this popped up. Just type HPV, prisonplanet.com, into a Google or Scroogle search.
Okay.
You can also just go get them to give you the drug insert.
Yeah, the PI insert.
Yeah, I mean, all thousands of words of it. And scan into adverse reactions. Show them how it says that it isn't proven to protect you. They also admit it increases the cancer risk if you're already infected. So are you screening for that? And I mean, basically, I would just do a Google search in front of them, and you know, and if they don't like our articles are full of hyperlinks to mainstream news. I mean, they can. Just last week, they're reporting people dying in England where they just started giving it at the first of the month. Did you see that headline?
No, I sure didn't.
Yeah, just type "girls die after HPV vaccine." Just type that in. London Telegraph.
Girls die. Okay.
In fact, let me get the exact headline. I don't think that's the exact headline. Let me just go to Google here. I don't like doing this on air because, well, obviously it distracts me. But
this is important.
Okay, girls' death after HPV. Let me see if that brings it up. Okay, alert over jab for girls as two die following cervical cancer vaccine. Daily Mail, got another story. Alert over jab for girls after two die following cervical cancer vaccination. They just started it a couple weeks ago. That's in England. Girls fainting after painful HPV vaccines. MSNBC. Some girls, let me see. Let me just type deaths HPV in here. And again, I do this, folks, so you'll just learn for yourself, okay? Deaths HPV. And it goes on, and then you can find the reports right there. Let me click on news. So I hope that answers your question.
It does. Allison, if I could just say one thing real quick before I go. You know, I was just curious on your thoughts on, you know, of course, in the election again, with, you know, Hillary obviously will, you know, in my opinion, win because it's all fixed. But do you really think, since they're going to try and get rid of Ron Paul, do you think they're going to have, like, Bloomberg, or I now hear that Nader may be coming back into the picture and have him give him the nomination for the independent?
Exactly. Here's the problem. They've looked at the math, and we've even, you know, done a Zogby poll. We're thinking about doing another one. But any fair poll, and all the major polls show this, any of the scientific ones show this, Ron Paul, Hillary is unpopular on issues. When you ask people, Hillary's for A, B, and C, do you like her? In both parties and independents, people say no. Around 37% support her. Then if you ask them about the policies of John McCain to Republicans, Democrats, and independents, they'll say they don't like him. Ron Paul, though, he has the popular position on war, on borders, on the economy, on everything. They just don't let his message get out. They block him. They cheat him. I think his message has gotten out. There's clear fraud all across the gamut. Even when he wins, they don't even report it. So that's basically where we're at. And I'm sorry, what was your question again?
I'm just basically saying that it seems like they're already preparing, knowing that they want to get him as wake up.
Sure. So now, you're asked by the third party. So now bringing in Nader, bringing in Bloomberg. Two months ago, there was a report out of New York, mainstream news, I forget the exact publication, reporting that Ron Paul, that Bloomberg was going to run to block Ron Paul. So see, Paul is popular with Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And in a general election, the only hurdle he would have would be getting on the ballot and the party machinery, and they'll still try to cheat him with the machines, but that's hard to do. Plus, they don't want him in that final three-way race, you know, having equal time during the debates and really, you know, catching fire. They're scared of him. And so, yeah, they're trying to move in a bunch of other third-party niche candidates to suck away from him and then party faithful. Just like when Perry was going to lose in a two-way race, a bunch of other people came into the race, you know, what, three other independents that then sucked out the independent vote, so Perry won. Perry won by a minority vote. It's almost a parliamentary system. So they're using parliamentary maneuvers to bring this down. In a three-way race, Ron Paul could raise the money, get on the ballot, and have a good shot at it. Election fraud would come out. It'd be highly contested. That'd blow their whole system.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate your call. It's a very, very good question. Okay, I apologize, everybody, for not getting your calls. We're going to do it now. Rourke in Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, we got off to the wrong foot last time, and I'd like to discuss a few things here, if you'll let me. And, yeah, I think Aaron was right. I think we need to organize, and, you know, I think there are reasons that maybe are leading to an action here that we should talk about. And, okay,
Well, I don't remember getting off to a bad foot, Rourke. I don't remember your call.
Remember when we talked about, you know, I said the monetary system was an exploitable framework, and then you said that, you know, you got angry and said I was a communist or something to that
effect. No. That's not what you said. You said that, but you also said that we should just build things because we want to without money and then just have machines and give everybody everything. That isn't how it works.
Well, yeah, but I think that the monetary system is fundamentally based on greed, and then a system like that would be fundamentally based on giving.
Oh, man. I really don't know what to say. Just go ahead and put your economic theory out.
Well, it's not, you know, I didn't really call about that this time. But, you know, I think we do.
Are you let me ask you a question. Are you smoking marijuana right now?
No, I'm not. I'm not at all high, and I didn't appreciate that.
Well, I'm not saying you sound stupid. You don't sound stupid. You sound, like, spaced out.
I've lost some weight, and that's what you hear.
Okay. Well, just make your point, sir.
All right. I've heard you say in the past that you're not our hero, and then you'll say that, you know, you feel like the movement is in the hands of God. And I think you're deferring your responsibility, and I think that since you're the one that's at the top and you've already covered the information, that it's going to be hard for somebody else to, you know, look better than you.
Oh.
And I think we need to form the movement and go ahead and, you know, maybe become a political arm and then maybe form the rudimentary basis of some kind of military. If necessary, so if things break down, we can go to that, you know, to that option. And, you know, I believe religion is brainwashed.
Okay, Rourke, I appreciate your call. Look, I shouldn't call you stoned. I apologize that. It had the sound of somebody who'd been smoking marijuana. And I don't want to get into a fight about marijuana, folks. I'm for decriminalization. I just am tired of being around stoned people, and that's what it sounded like to me. The last time he called, I remembered who he was. He called last week once he mentioned it. It doesn't even matter. The point is, do you know what they do to all these political movements that start up that have a head? If you build a movement around one head, that person can be assassinated physically or they can be politically assassinated. They can be demonized. Dirt can be dug up or manufactured. And then people lose heart because the movement was built around a leader. People like leaders. It's how we're designed and our development is Homo sapiens sapien. It's great to have Ron Paul as a leader, but he said, I'm only a focal point. This movement goes on. It's bigger than me because he knows he can be struck down. He can be politically destroyed. He can be cheated, whatever, and then everybody loses heart. And everybody wanders off in different directions. I want you to follow ideas and ideals and start all your own organizations and all your own groups. I don't take pleasure going to events and everybody telling me how great I am. And frankly, I spent all my time studying the New World Order just to be able to understand it and trying to make films versus some organization. Then you said a military? Let me tell you what they do. people ask me all the time, you know, Alex, are you a Fed? Because there's so many COINTELPRO people and then the useful idiots that parrot and repeat what they say on the Internet. First off, a Fed doesn't come on air and tell you you have personal power. Start your own organizations. There are good people in government who we can wake up. We can all work together. We're all together, black, white, old, young, in government, out of government. It's a process. We can affect change. Warning you about medical things that are happening, warning you about monetary things that are happening, giving you advice to make you self-sufficient, telling you to be nonviolent. You know what feds do? They come on air and say, there's nothing we can do. We're not gaining steam. This movement's all screwed up. We need to have an armed march on Washington. This leader's bad, and this talk show host is bad, and Ron Paul's a this, or Ron Paul's a that, or Alex Jones is a this, or Alex Jones is a that. Let's just say I'm bad, okay, for the sake of debate. I'm not. I'm the real deal, folks. That's why I'm successful. A lot of you have discernment, you know that. But for those of you that don't, fine, just mark me off as bad, but please now go fight the New World Order. Since you know you're good, will you please warn some people about fluoride, HPV, open borders, gun control?
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700. And let's take America back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Not to kill. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad that you decided to join us today. You found it. The front lines of the info war. Tip of the spear. We're going to get to Lynn, Dave, Brian, and many others. Continuing with open phones into the next hour. Then I'm going to get into the financial news. And boy, is there a lot of it. Look, ladies and gentlemen, I am not going to be your leader. All right? I try to lead with ideas, with guests, with news, with information. The solution is in you taking action, getting out there, and waking other people up. All right? It's that simple. The solution is in you being leaders, you taking action like We Are Change and so many others do, instead of looking for leaders to do it. The Ron Paul thing is a great victory because it's a process of awakening people and proving the fraud in the election process. So it's all a win, 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 win. As for a military, you know what would happen if, let's just say hypothetically, and I'm not doing this. They'll try to edit this up and give it to state police and get some federal funds to put a detail on me just by editing this. It's how they get funding, folks. It's how they show threat assessments to set this up, to brainwash their cops and the FBI. The FBI in San Francisco, many other areas, Detroit, would go get a group of people. They'd be soup kitchens feeding folks, taking over the political process, waking the people up. They'd go radicalize one member. They'd say, hey, you're getting threats. You need a security detail. That person be a fed. They'd then detonate a stick of dynamite in a bus or something, claim they did it, arrest everybody, or detonate a stick of dynamite above San Francisco and have the news there to cover it. A military. A military. Yeah, I need to set up a military. You know what happens in any of these militia groups or any of these Republic of Texas groups? You go to one of those meetings, there's more feds there than there are actual members. And the Fed will be the one saying, let's go kill some people. Let's go pipe bomb. Let's go murder. And when they find dumb enough street kids in Miami, or they set up young, dumb Muslim kids up in Toronto, you understand that? You understand, I've had people try to set me up repeatedly. I'd be behind bars right now if I took people's advice like the last person. And I'm not beating you up, sir. I understand how you feel. I believe in the Second Amendment for defense. I believe that we should have more guns, not less. And I believe that none of us should go to FEMA camps. And I believe we should let the police and military know that if they ever try to carry that stuff out, force inoculations and the rest of it, that it's not going to go well. And I'm against what happened in New Orleans. But we're kicking their hind ends right now in the info war. We are taking the New World Order on in a big way right now. We are having victory after victory. The last thing we want to do is start waving guns around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.